Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Ari. You reached the fraud department. May I have your first and last name, please?
My first name is Susie, Susy. My last name is Rusmiyati, Rusmiyati.
Thank you. And how may I help you today?
Yeah, you guys charged $7 something. I didn't know what is that either. So somebody using my information,
okay.
My credit card, everything, my address. I don't know what in there either. It's like I just saw $7.98. I don't know what is this.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I can go ahead and look into the account and assist you if this is a fraudulent claim. Now, I do see that the $7.95 was toward the contest entry to win a KitchenAid mixer. That was done back on May the 24th. Does that sound familiar at all?
No, I don't know. Somebody using that one, I don't know.
Okay.
Can
you
just remove and then...
Yes, ma'am. So if you do not recall creating this account, I can file it as a fraudulent claim for you. I do have to let you know that every case of fraud is forwarded for a pending investigation and that any false claim can result in a penalty. And as long as you're sure you didn't create this account, I can file it as a fraudulent claim and refund the charge. Would you like me to proceed with that?
How much the fee?
It was $7.95.
So I'm still got a charge, $7.95.
That was charged back on May the 24th. Yes,
so
No, I was just saying that if you would like for me to proceed with this as a fraudulent claim, I can refund the account.
Yes.
Okay, so I'll go ahead and file this as a fraudulent claim and process a refund for the $7.95 charge. The refund will take 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, thank you so much. You have a nice day.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer service.
Okay.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye.